Sometimes things get in the way. Big obstacles. Little setbacks. But you keep going. Through the grind. The long nights. With flexible pathways. Online, hybrid, and in-person. Indiana Wesleyan University gives you accessible tuition with world-class connections. Where there's a will, there's a way. And with Indiana Wesleyan, there's a way forward. Start today at discovertheway.com.
You are listening to On God's Campus, Voices from the Queer Underground. I'm Crystal Cheatham, your co-host alongside REAP's director, Aaron Green. As you know, in 2024, REAP transitioned from working primarily on the Hunter lawsuit to digging in grassroots style and supporting students directly on their campuses. While hosting our fireside chats, we've been able to meet some of the most incredible humans, just stuck in a precarious situation of being queer on Christian campuses. So today, we want to introduce to you one of these souls. Katie joined us on the podcast to talk about her journey at Liberty University. If this is anything like your experience, we encourage you to reach out on our website or email me at crystal@thereap.org. 2025 is pretty scary, but we have antidotes for the scaries, so please join us. And now, Katie.
Katie, welcome to On God's Campus. How are you today?
Doing all right.
Well, I'm excited to have you on because originally we met you through the fireside chats, and I just wanted to be able to ask you some questions about your experience at Liberty University.
Yes, the world needs the scoop.
You've shared a bit of your story with Aaron and I, but my first question to you is, why are you at Liberty? As a queer person, an out queer person, how did you end up at this school?
Yeah, that seems to be the question that gets asked, especially when I tell people in the Lynchburg area that I'm queer and I go to Liberty. But so I went to Wheaton College for undergrad, and I loved it. It was a great, I wasn't out at the time, but it was a great experience. Loved being at a Christian college. So then when I was looking to go to law school, I decided that if Wheaton had a law school, I would go there in a heartbeat. And so then when I was looking around, I just Liberty stood out to me. And so
here you are. you knew you were queer before you applied. Did the school know that you were queer?
Actually, in my application essay, personal statement, I put it in there.
And that there were no red flags?
It was the statement of faith. And I think in my essay, I wrote that I was non-affirming, like adhered to those beliefs. That was what my entire statement was.
I'm curious about what you said about your student statement, that you said you would adhere to their non-affirming values, but that you had a bit of growth in the time that you've been at Liberty or before you got there?
Yeah, so I knew that I was queer in high school. So even before I went to Wheaton. And then I've always had the back and forth battle of whether the lifestyle I'm gonna,
quote unquote.
But yeah, quote unquote lifestyle. And so in my personal statement, I wrote about that struggle with the, my sexuality and my faith. And I think in there, I wrote in that I was non-affirming because I was kind of non-affirming at the time.
Internalized homophobia.
Yeah. Internalized Yeah, that's real. Like that's something I think a lot of people when they think about queer folks in these spaces, like religious colleges and a large part of what they have to understand is that we've grown up and been like programmed with these ideologies. I was non-affirming for a very long time of myself, as well. Although I had a different, like I was out and affirming when I was in undergrad leading a queer underground movement, but I definitely had a long period of time where that faith and sexuality reconciliation was like so hard and so challenging. So I completely understand that.
Yeah, because on one
Yeah.
side, it's not just societal, it's also what is ingrained in you about the Bible. And so you have to do all of this, like, really intense Bible work. You know, like,
Yeah.
it becomes a hermeneutical study, an exegesis of just like every single text. And it is so confusing and so hard.
Yes, because I mean it's been like a 15-year struggle for me. I mean, I knew when I was like 15, and or I was started questioning when I was 15. And I seriously, I joke all the time. I have an entire collection, an entire bookshelf that's just full of LGBT and faith books of like different,
Yep.
yeah, like exegetical, however you say that word, exegetical
Yeah, you
studies
nailed
on,
it.
and like queer Christians, non-queer Christians, like who do studies on it, and it's just entire bookshelf worth. So it is. I mean, but there's a lot of internalized homophobia, and that's a term that I became familiar with probably in this past year, because this past year's been a time of learning to accept myself as queer. And so the past
Yeah.
year is when I came out to people at Liberty more openly.
Wow. I mean, it
So.
sounds like you did do a lot of work, but coming out to folks at a non-affirming campus is very bold. Is the campus still
It's
pretty oppressive?
I mean, so yes, and there are some people who are have expressed support for me, and also it can be really hard, for sure. I mean, had people ask me if I, have prayed to be straight. And I was like, no, I never thought of that. Of course, like, not
Pray the gay
like,
away.
yeah, seriously. I was like, dude, this is my first rodeo. I've been around doing this for like 15 years trying to figure out my sexuality. And like,
Oh my
yeah.
goodness. That's
And yeah. I found a
I
book in the library. Oh, it was oh shoot. I think it was like Can You Cure Homosexuality was the title or something like that. And this is in the
When
Liberty
was
Library.
that written? Oh my Lord.
I
That,
know.
yeah, it's
No.
not a disease. It's not an illness. And yeah,
Yeah.
so that ideology of treating it like it's something that needs to be corrected, you know, or fixed is like just, but I guess like in hindsight, like when I look back at those kinds of things, I'm just like, what? That's still around. But yeah, it is in a lot of places and it is for a lot of folks. And I like the world does not fail to shock me with, because like I remember one time I went to a like a lecture at Biola University and I wasn't going there anymore. And they shut down registration when I signed up because they thought I was going to go there to protest. It was
Holy
a Oh my
cow.
gosh. So
Wow.
yeah, I had a reputation at Biola for sure. That I was very proud of, by the way. So,
Yeah, as you should be.
thank you. The lecture was on homosexuality, clarity and compassion, or something like that. It was awful, awful, awful material and content, but that aside, there was a person, a man, attending the lecture, and he wanted to like hang out with the openly queer folk to like try to, quote unquote, have a relationship with them. And he was a straight person and whatever. So he asked if he could like have lunch with us or something like that. And we were like, sure, because there were several queer people in the room. And we're walking like to the cafeteria or whatever, and he looks at me and he goes, "So are you an active homosexual?" And
Oh, yep, that's
I
the
was just
word. What
like,
does that mean?
so I said, "Yeah, I like to hike." I was like,
What?
"What? Who asked you
I love that.
that?" So
Oh,
it
it's are you
doesn't.
practicing? That's
Yeah,
another one. Are you
are you
practicing?
pra Yes, I am
Yeah,
practicing. Thank you
I've
very
become
much.
pretty good at it. I've become
Yeah,
pretty good at it.
but it's just it never fails to happen. So yeah, I digress. I'm sorry.
I mean, Katie, I do think it's funny that people in a law school are asking you if you've read about it. And I think it's also funny that you're finding those kinds of books in a law school library. Like,
Yes. Yeah, I made the mistake of going into that section, and there were, several different books. None of them were affirming of homosexuality. It was, most were, or all of them were, how to have compassion while still upholding your beliefs, and like how to not be gay, and like all those sorts of fun things. So.
Well, so we at Reap were able to do an admin 101, how to speak to your admin. And I'm wondering what your relationship is like with the administrators there, because you are like the only openly queer person on campus.
So I have a pretty good relationship with admin. I mean, I don't have a bad one. I haven't had negative experiences of anyone talking to me, which I'm very grateful for because I know that's not the case for other queer students on Christian campuses. So I walk the line close enough of being openly queer and, dressing more mask and, I wear ties sometimes, like suit and tie, because we have to dress up for class and for certain things. And I walk that line close enough to where I'm not technically breaking any rules, so they can't really talk to me about anything. And so I haven't had that negative experience with them.
That still seems a little terrifying to me.
Oh, for sure. It's
Sometimes things get in the way. Big obstacles, little setbacks. But you keep going through the grind, the long nights. With flexible pathways, online, hybrid, and in-person, Indiana Wesleyan University gives you accessible tuition with world-class connections. Where there's a will, there's a way. And with Indiana Wesleyan, there's a way forward. Start today at discovertheway.com. Sometimes things get in the way. Big obstacles, little setbacks. But you keep going through the grind, the long nights. With flexible pathways, online, hybrid, and in-person, Indiana Wesleyan University gives you accessible tuition with world-class connections. Where there's a will, there's a way. And with Indiana Wesleyan, there's a way forward. Start today at discovertheway.com.
Having to figure out where that line is and worrying like this upcoming semester I'm going to have to do some mock trials where I'm going to have to wear courtroom attire. And I mean, like, I really want to wear a suit. I don't want to wear like a skirt pants
Yeah.
suit thing. And so, and I'm concerned about whether I'm going to be talked to about that. And I don't think there's really anything they can do, but it's like the not knowing.
It sounds like just like the culture of them, you know that they have their eye on you, but neither of you are saying anything is kind of difficult. Do you think that's why? I know that one of the things you want to do was find more queer folk and to kind of create a community. Erin, do you
Yes.
have any advice about helping Katie to maybe accomplish that?
Yeah, and we've talked a little bit about it too in the fireside chats. It's tough when you are openly out, but really that's one, in my opinion, one of the bravest things you could do, first of all. And it does and it will slowly but surely attract other queer people, who know about you, and who know that, what your belief systems are or what your values are now as an out person. So that's a great way to start collaborating with other people, because sometimes they'll reach out to you, or if you know that, or if they know that they can reach out to you. Because when I, like, for example, when I was at Biola, there was already a queer underground group established, but most of them were alum. And so finding new students was a little bit of a challenge, and I had to like meet with them individually and sort of vet them and make sure that they were safe to, be a part of the group and things like that. So it really is a process. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but it does happen. And I was shocked at how many queer people were at Biola, like young queer folk. And wow, I just had no idea. So yeah, that really is the biggest piece of advice, is just like, if you are yourself and you feel safe enough to be yourself, that will definitely draw in others. I have other secret strategies for group making on campuses that I will not share on this podcast, to protect that strategy. But and I think we all know in this room what some of those ideas are. But yeah, I think, Katie, what you're doing is the start of more to come, for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that advice. And yeah, I try to be out and very like to where, I mean, everybody knows in the law school pretty much. And I've had some people come up to me or like personally, and because of that and them knowing that I'm a safe person to come to. But then, I mean, there's also that fear of when people do come to me of like, are you coming to convert me, or are we like, is
Yeah.
this safe? But then learning that some people, like the people are safe, is encouraging.
Yeah, and that's sort of the risk we take when we do put ourselves out in these spaces, because we know there can be hostility with other students or professors or admin, it runs the gamut. But yeah, it is a very well, like I said, it's brave, but it does take too, I think, an emotional toll, like trying to anticipate, what you're gonna get. So that self-care piece is a big one. Sidebar, yeah, because it's not for the faint of heart to do any kind of activism like this at a Christian school, let alone Liberty University of all the, places in the world. You're definitely in the lion's den, I feel like. So
I found it to be also, I mean, it can be very isolating being like knowing that I'm the only one who's out, and then not knowing, what a lot of people actually think, and whether it's me kind of isolating myself because I'm scared, or it's feeling isolated because of things that other people have said. It's
it is.
self-care is something that I've really had to learn of
Yeah.
like, okay, yes, it's okay. Like, you can be out, but don't hurt yourself. Don't be so out
Right.
and open and put yourself in positions where it's gonna end up not being good for like my mental health.
Yeah, that's like a huge piece of activism is finding the ways to take care of yourself. And in a lot of ways, that's very community driven. Like we take care of each other, but and as you're saying that, like I'm curious, because we just started like the fireside chats almost like in a experimental way. What and you've been with us like from the gate, you know?
Right.
Have the REAP fireside chats helped you out at all? Or like how has that process been like alongside your journey at Liberty?
Oh, absolutely. I've loved getting to know you guys and just having a space where with people who understand. I mean, you both went to Christian colleges, you know, and some of the other people that have joined in the group, they are at Christian schools also, and it's just encouraging to have a space of people who understand, have a space where, I mean, you guys are so supportive and always asking, what can REAP do to help, me out and help the other students out, and very like individualized, which is it's just amazing to know that there are people all across the country who are on my side and are on our side and are here to help.
Honestly, when we sit together and have those chats, I mean, there is such a like an incredible spirit in the room. And I find that compelling because we're not in the same room, right? But the
Right.
conversation just becomes so rich and so meaningful and inviting that it just turns into like a love puddle by the end. And
It's pretty cool. I yeah. And
Yeah.
I've wanted to do this, organ kind of organizing with students. And I'm grateful for platforms like Zoom, to be able to connect with so many different students from across the country. Which is amazing, but I hope that that gives you some semblance of not feeling so isolated, that you do have people in your corner from all over the place, and hopefully that helps like empower you while you're seeking out more folks to help at Liberty.
Yeah, definitely it has, and it's been a helpful for like self-care also.
Yeah, and honestly, I think that you just telling your story here is going to help folks as well. I mean, this stuff is it's kind of like ripples in a puddle. It just keeps going out and out and out and out. And I think I'm
Yeah.
so thankful that you're willing to be, help us create those ripples.
Absolutely.
Speaking of self-care, what are you going to do this holiday break to kind of take care of yourself? 'Cause I mean, not only are you dealing with like queer homophobes and stuff, but you're also in school. Like you are in law school.
Yeah, it's challenging. My this past semester was really rough. The balance of honestly of the queer trying to like be a bit of an activist and also balance school has been very tough. My grades are not the best, and I know it's I mean, in all honesty, it's like a big part of that is because of trying to navigate the isolation and the mental health aspect of it from just being queer at a Christian campus. But so my goal for the break of self-care is just to, I mean, R&R. I've decided not to go home. I'm from Florida. I decided not to go home for Christmas because I knew that was going to be so stressful. And so I was like, I need a break from, my family's not affirming, so I
I
didn't
didn't
want to
know
go into
that.
that. Yeah, I
Me
didn't want to
neither.
go down into that environment. So, and that was a hard decision, but I knew it was what I needed. So I'm gonna go in January, but it'll be at least I'll have some time for that R&R, and before going down there into another non-affirming environment.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta take care of yourself.
That's
Yeah.
real.
Well, Katie, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I mean, I don't think we've spent enough time with you, so I'm hoping that you'll come back.
Oh,
Yes,
absolutely.
please.
Yes, absolutely. I will. Just let me know.
Absolutely. Is there anything you want folks to know about you before you leave? Do you want them to know your social media? Like, that's usually what we ask guests, but
Oh,
I don't know.
wow. I mean, sure. Yeah, I'll throw it out there. Mine's kind of weird. My Instagram is it's Living Life in VA, because I'm in Virginia right now. So it's living underscore life underscore in underscore VA. So
Perfect.
one
Well, I mean,
weird otherwise, like
another student might listen to this, you know?
hit you
That
up.
yeah,
Absolutely.
hit you up. I hope that
Yeah.
happens, honestly. So
Yeah, and I'm all about that. Like, I love talking to other people, especially since I'm out and like more accepting and comfortable. And I also know what it's like to not be out and not be accepting or comfortable. So, and at a Christian
yeah.
school. So I'm absolutely, if anyone hears this and wants to reach out to me and just talk about whatever and about the experience, I'm all for it.
Hit her up,
So,
hit her up.
yep,
yep.
do
All right. Thank you,
it.
Katie. It's been a blast.
Yeah, of
Thanks,
course. Thank
Katie.
you
You're
guys.
awesome.
Thanks
Bye.
so much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in. I just want to thank those of you who opened your pockets and made a contribution to our newly sprouted nonprofit. Because of your generosity and faith in our mission, we far surpassed our end-of-year fundraising goal. We were reaching for $5,400, but were able to secure over $12,000. All of that will go to programming and filling out the services we offer students who attend the Fireside Chats. From the bottom of our hearts, we say thank you. Till next time.
Sometimes things get in the way. Big obstacles, little setbacks. But you keep going through the grind, the long nights. With flexible pathways, online, hybrid, and in-person, Indiana Wesleyan University gives you accessible tuition with world-class connections. Where there's a will, there's a way. And with Indiana Wesleyan, there's a way forward. Start today at discovertheway.com.